As I'm sure you heard by now, yesterday, early in the morning, about 5 a.m. Eastern time, Elon Musk reactivated Alex You-Know-Who's Twitter account, now known as X, after a five-year ban. And if you've been watching my videos for the last few days, you know that we were hoping that this would happen, and then we were expecting this would happen, and then it became clear that it was going to happen. It did happen. And, of course, we were expecting the media to completely lose their mind. But now they're going to have a bigger meltdown than we could have possibly even imagined. Because yesterday, after the account was restored, Alex was given the opportunity to do an interview with Elon Musk for several hours, live during a Twitter space. And I'll play some of the clips in just a moment, where Alex graciously brought me into the conversation so that I could ask Elon Musk several questions as well. The media meltdown is only just getting started and is going to continue to swell. Elon Musk reinstates Twitter account of conspiracy kingpin Alex Jones. Not only did he restore the account, but I think Alex had around 700,000 followers before the ban, and now he has double that at 1.4 million. But first, just a quick heads up, there's only two more days to order any of my shirts from ArcDice.com, and be sure to get them in time for Christmas using standard shipping. So if you use the promo code Santa at the checkout today through Wednesday, which is the cutoff, I'm told, you can save 20% off of anything. So get your orders in now for your Trump Claw sweatshirt, a t-shirt, your Wanted for President Trump mugshot shirt, your Conspiracy Theorist Right shirt, your Ultra Mag shirt, Operation Mockingbird shirt, or any of my awesome designs by heading over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. I was up very late Saturday night, technically Sunday morning, and saw that the account was restored, and then posted this rather lengthy and detailed explanation to highlight the importance that people should point out the real reason why he was banned. Contrary to popular belief, not because of his comments about the school tragedy, but because of the confrontation with Oliver Darcy. And this is admitted from Twitter. They claimed it was harassment. People should watch Tucker Carlson's interview to get to know the real Alex, not just his flaws and mistakes that the media spent years amplifying and trying to make his identity. I said he's a genius, but like most geniuses, he's counterbalanced by equal-sized flaws. It's not fair to define him by those flaws, etc., etc. And then I woke up yesterday morning noticing that Elon Musk himself replied saying accurate. Then a few hours later, Mario Nofal, who is one of the biggest Twitter space hosts, which is the Twitter X group chat, hosted Alex and an ensemble of other independent voices and patriots, from Congressman Matt Gaetz to Vivek Ramaswamy, General Michael Flynn, Jack Posobiec, ALX, a whole bunch of people who were able to just have a great conversation with Alex. And then Elon Musk joined the space, and Alex was able to have a conversation with him for like 2 hours. And then, like I said, he graciously brought me into the conversation to ask Elon a few questions myself. I'll play the clip in just a second, and I basically just dumped like 3 different topics on him at one time, because the way that the Twitter spaces work is usually, if you're not one of the panelists, once you ask one question, then the host is going to mute your mic. So there was a bunch of things I wanted Elon to address, so I just dumped them all on him at one time. Wasn't maybe the best strategy, but here's how it went.
Can we get one question from Mark Dice? Because this is the best interview ever. Mark Dice is a great journalist. He stood up for me for the last 5 years when nobody else would. Mark, quick question from Mark, please.
A comment, really, just to reinforce to everybody listening, all the journalists, and thank you, by the way, Elon, for unbanning Alex, for everything that you're doing for the platform, for humanity. But I just want to reinforce, and I'm glad you retweeted this, Alex, the reason why Twitter cited Alex being banned, contrary to popular belief, is not because he entertained some conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook, as crazy as they were. And Elon just confirmed that the Twitter logs said this. He confronted Oliver Darcy, a public figure on public property, when he was working in the capacity of a journalist, and they cited that as...
But Mark, that's old news. Let's move on from Alex Jones.
Well,
we're talking to Elon Musk. What's your question for Elon Musk? You know,
I didn't see the Twitter file. In the Twitter files, can you release data about the choices that were made regarding the trending list? Because the trending list drives the news cycle, as you know, and they can create a self-fulfilling prophecy by manually inserting topics in there, getting people to talk about them. It becomes a topic. It becomes news. Did I miss that in the Twitter files, or was that just not released? I would like more data on the manipulation of the trending list to manipulate the news cycles over the previous ownership.
Yeah, well, there was a significant manipulation of the trending list, worldwide. I mean, you can just, I'd say, like, as a general rule of thumb, whatever conspiracy theory you've got about Twitter is probably true, even more true than you think it is.
Are you taking precautions?
Now, yeah, I think the path to, having a sort of a clean system is maximum transparency. So that's why, like, for Community Notes, the software for Community Notes is completely open source. You can see every line. The data for Community Notes is completely open source. You can see the data, you can see the logic, and you can independently create the Community Note conclusion. So you can tell right away if there's manipulation. And there's always going to be some, with these things, it is not black or white. There's always going to be some degree of manipulation, but you just want to try to create, put as much sunlight on it. As I say, sunlight's the best disinfectant. You want to have it be as clear and transparent as possible. This will minimize the amount of manipulation. So the more visible something is, the less it is in the shadows, the cleaner it will get. It will not be perfect, but it will be much better than something that is hidden.
One other point, I hope that you're making precautions for the possibility of X being banned from the App Store, using it as a save to home screen type of a feature. As you know, that's probably a very real possibility over the next 12 months. But one other thing here, and again, appreciate your time. I would also just politely ask that the InfoWars account and Owen Schroyer and Rob Dew, they're employees of Alex, be unsuspended. They were lumped in with that initial suspension. And maybe I think it's time. I do believe CNN violated the terms of service of harassment. They posted a video a while ago, years ago, showing them harassing a poor old lady because she shared something on Facebook that originated from Russia. And you can see on the house, they show up to her front yard, you can actually see her address, the number plate right on her house, and that's still on Twitter. So,
but Mark, let's not become them. Let's just...
Yeah,
thank you,
Mark.
Exactly. No, I just kind of want to troll them, give them tips to their own. Well, but anyway,
I do want to be clear that doxing, which includes revealing the pseudonym of someone. So I want to be clear. Sometimes some publications have claimed that revealing the pseudonym of someone is not doxing when it obviously is, will result in at least a temporary suspension. We will be very reluctant to give permanent suspensions, but we will give temporary suspensions for any kind of doxing activity or anything that endangers the health of another person in a meaningful way. Major publications. Like that it does not matter who you are. It doesn't matter how big you are or small. I should say this: there is one. We do have a UN exclusion rule, which is that if it's a head of state recognized by the UN, even if they say things that are, you know, kind of crazy, which they do, then we don't suspend a head of state. The UN allows heads of state to say crazy things at the UN Assembly. But
because
I think
we need to hear
what everybody has to say.
Now, I would have liked for him to commit to releasing the internal documents regarding the discussions about the censorship and manipulation, the manual insertion, the curation of the trending list in order to drive the news cycle. Because like I said, if they manually insert a topic, people think that it's a common thing. They start posting about it and it becomes common. It then starts making the news. So that's what I was hoping to get out of him, is to commit to another detailed data dump of the Twitter files about the manipulation of the trending module, which wasn't done and nobody else seems to have pressed him about. And I wasn't being sarcastic about this tweet from CNN violating the terms of service. I'm not going to show it. But at the end of this video where they showed up to this poor woman's house to pester her about sharing something on Facebook that originated with the Russians, they do show her address plate on the side of her house, and they use her full name. They mention what city she's in. So this is a violation of Twitter's terms of service. So I was hoping to encourage to bring this to Elon's awareness, to get him not to ban CNN, although that would be hilarious, but to deem this tweet a violation, to pull it so that we could then send them a taste of their own medicine, especially on the same day that Elon restored Alex Jones especially when CNN was instrumental in getting him banned. I just thought that would have been some poetic justice. That's what I was going for with that comment. It was very interesting to see who on our side, or who pretends to be on our side, who pretends to support free speech, were encouraging people to vote yes in the poll that Elon had posted the night before, asking whether or not Alex should be restored in the platform. And there were some pretty big names. Vivek Ramaswamy encouraged, said, "This platform is the last best hope for free speech on the internet. This makes the answer clear. Bring him back." Marjorie Taylor Greene also encouraged people to vote in the poll and then welcomed back Alex, celebrating his return by making this post. And Matt Gaetz was a part of the Twitter space who congratulated Elon on doing the right thing. So that's basically two members of Congress and only one presidential candidate who support free speech. I made this comment last night saying, I can't help but notice the complete absence of mainstream conservative pundits from the chorus of people who encouraged others to vote for Alex's return on X, and missing from noting the victory for free speech once Alex restored his account. Just a bunch of independent voices and self-made men and women, along with a few America First members of Congress, MTG and Matt Gaetz. We see you, cowards who stay silent. We won't forget. Is it Fox News pundits? Is it Daily Wire hosts celebrating this amazing victory for free speech? Were they the ones helping to lead the charge to bring Alex back? Of course not. The memes are absolutely fantastic. I'll just play a couple. This one from Not Poso. Here's one more. I don't know who made this. You gotta watermark your memes, guys. Yes, there's back bug yank, yeah. Say he's back, son of Frank, right. And look at this. Breaking news. The official InfoWars account was just restored. It was not initially restored. Only Alex's personal account was restored, which is why I asked Elon politely not to forget about the official InfoWars account and Owen Schroyer's account. Also restored. Thank you, Elon. And by the way, this is Owen's official account, his original account that was banned. The reason it shows only 15 followers is because that's what happens when an account is restored. It takes a little while for the followers and the people that that account was following to repopulate. So if I refresh, it'll probably show it's starting to repopulate. It takes a couple hours for that to come back. But this is the official account, official InfoWars account, back online. Then yesterday afternoon, Alex had me on his show for about 45 minutes to thank me for helping lead the charge to bring him back. An interview that you can either watch over on band.video, or he'll probably upload it to his Twitter account. If not, I'll upload it to mine, or I'll upload it to my Locals account. And near the end of the interview, he asked me why I cared so much. And here's my answer.
Well, as a media analyst and somebody who, you know, is really a first-generation person who saw the creation, the advent of social media, and saw it become such a central focus in our lives and in our culture, when you were banned, it sent shockwaves through the community because it was the ultimate unpersoning, and it was unfair. And I followed your career very closely because I consider you a friend. I consider, you know, Alex, like I said, it did boost my career. I've been a regular on the show since 2005. Alex has been a tremendous inspiration for me. I've been an annual guest for 18 years now. And so part of it is I took it personally. It was I saw a friend of mine getting banned unfairly, who didn't violate the terms, and then I saw the media smearing you and putting out fake news for the supposed reason. You know, it's the principle of free speech. You were banned unfairly. You were maligned. They tried to define you by a mistake and by a flaw, and overlook the genius of Alex Jones, and the reason that they really did ban, of course, is because Alex Jones is a wrecking ball against the establishment and was waking so many people up and getting so many people to start questioning what it is that's going on in the deep state, in the liberal media, in the fake news industrial complex. And so I took it personally. As a media analyst, I was very upset. I saw this setting a terrible precedent. And since I knew you and I had followed your career very closely, I knew that what they were saying was the reason was false. And you know, I stand up for friends. And
well, I never forget that, and I've seen you 1,000 times defend me, so that's why here tonight, front and center, I want to promote you.
Now, this I thought was actually a pretty good interview if you want to go and watch it. Usually, I think I suck at interviews, but yesterday, I felt like I had drank a whole gallon of espresso. I was just buzzing from excitement from not only Alex being restored, but then being able to talk with Elon and anticipating the liberal media meltdown. So if you want to go and watch that interview, I think it's actually probably one of my better ones. And like I said, you got 2 more days to order your Trump Claus sweatshirt or t-shirt or get somebody a Wanted for President shirt, Conspiracy Theorist for Right shirt, any of my awesome designs. Get them in time for Christmas using regular standard shipping. The cutoff is, I was told, Wednesday. So be sure to get your orders in today. And you can save 20% off of anything by using the promo code SANTA at the checkout. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code SANTA at the checkout to save 20% off and check them out.